This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I am Samantha. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
What's up with you?
How are you? How was your walk? I know you just went for your walk.
I didn't do the walk because Julia asked me to do this morning because she had to do something. I don't know. So I did the morning walk. Mm-hmm. Since I had to do the morning by myself, she was like, I'll do the evening by myself. I was like, perfect.
And Julia is back on her feet, I'm guessing now.
Yeah, generally. I am feeling overall good. Like, I found 2 good jobs that I want to apply to. One I did apply to, and like, this will be a good test of the job market if I get an interview, because it's very entry level. They're only asking, it's an entry level position. They're asking for 1 year of experience in research, in user research. I've done 1 full year of it, but also my PhD is research. Mm-hmm. And also I did internships throughout my PhD that are research internships. So all I have that to say, I'm definitely overqualified for this job, mm-hmm. right? But it's 1 year. And then Julia, I don't want to say too much, but it's for this organization that Julia has connects to. So she messaged this person being like, oh, do you still work there? The person's like, yes, I can give you the referral link so you can apply on that. So I did the application through the specific referral link. And then somebody posted from the organization on it on LinkedIn, like, oh, we're hiring. Here's the, like, you know, whatever. I obviously do a comment, and then I like connect with her. And in the note, when I connect with her, I'm like, hey, I want to hear more about the role. Super excited about it. I think my, you know, skill set will be a good fit. She accepts the connection, and I think she's just a lady that works on the team that I'm like applying to. Mm-hmm. And she accepts it, and she's like, I was shocked she even responded, because usually people just ignore that, or they're like, I can't talk to people, you know. Oh. And she was like, because, you know, like, I'm on the team or something. Yeah. She responds back and is like, hey, if you have any questions, like, here's the recruiter's email. And I'm like, so then I send a specific email to the recruiter, and I attach my resume, my cover letter, and I'm just like, so this is like, I have the referral link. I also now have like a direct contact with the recruiter. And then I look up this recruiter, because her name was Kia. I'm like, red alarms going off, okay? I look her up, it's a black lady living in South Carolina. I was like, so this is just a test of if it works, because it's like, I'm overqualified. I had a referral for the job. I then messaged the recruiter for a special contact, and then it's a black woman. Right. If I don't get a damn interview, this is the worst job market I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
You're getting an interview. I'm confident about that. And I think this might be it. This is like how this is. It's crazy. That's how like in the fold you kind of have to be. Like somebody tweeted the other day. They were like, I think like LinkedIn jobs are like a cover for something. Like just to like show that you're like putting them out there, but like nobody's really looking at that.
Yes. But and so I'm just like, yeah. We'll see. But it was just really funny because I'm like, this is literally like so many like super specific connect. Mm-hmm. Like this is when they say when you like need to network, this is literally that emotion. So if this doesn't work out, it's just like, so what's the fucking point of networking? You have the referral link. I contacted the recruiter. Oh, she responded back to me, was like, thank you. Like it's just like, I don't understand. You know,
this is what it is. So just think positive thoughts.
And so then so, this like, is the second
you're
one.
So like at the edge ending.
I am. So the second job I want to tell you about. So, you know, I network with people every day. I talk to people on Zoom every day that I meet on LinkedIn. So I talked to this Black woman that works for Comcast on Friday. And we hit it off. Like, she was, you know, we hit it off. And so then I saw a, like, entry mid-level position at Comcast today. And so I messaged her and was like, hey, can I use you as a referral? Like, basically, can you send me the referral link? She hasn't responded, but if she doesn't, I'm gonna give her till tomorrow, like midday. If I don't hear from her tomorrow, I'm just gonna send the message. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, send the application in. But yes, I'm on the edge because it's just like, this is literally a case study. Okay. This could be written about, you know, like what this, and so it's just like, I'm not saying get the job, but I'm saying at least an interview.
No,
like,
and I think that you should be, So we'll see what happens, but it sounds promising. So that's good.
Yeah, how are you?
I know what happens. I'm good. I am, you know how they say like in your 30s, like you go out once and then you're like recovering for a month. Mm-hmm. That is me. Like I went out on Saturday with Herbert and Danielle and it was super fun. Like I loved going, like I felt like, oh my God, I like going out. you know, I never go out. So it's like, it was just nice, and it's Halloween, so I was Selena's.
She looked literally like Selena, y'all.
My mom crazy. Did an amazing job with the costume. Shout out to her. She literally did it in a week, and it was just like, wow. But yeah, that was so fun to like get dressed up, and the venue that we went to was really cute. And yeah, like the food was good. The drinks were good. Like I definitely would go back to that venue. And like, I'm like, I want to go out this weekend. Like I want to wear my Selena costume again, first of all.
You should. Absolutely.
And then, yeah, just like be out. But that was one thing I was thinking about you when I was like, doing my Selena research, like I feel like Selena was one of those once in a lifetime like great performers. Like I watched her I watched her last concert, that's like the outfit, at the Houston Rodeo, and she did a full set. Like she does not go off the stage once. She is singing, her that mic is on. She is saying, like, you know, she's saying like a whole disco
I need to like look more into her.
Yes, it was like last dance for romance tonight. Like, and she's dancing, like she is the full package. Like, and so it's just like, wow, like I wonder where everything would be if...
Yeah, I agree. And I just feel like she's kind of like forgotten about as far as talent. Like she's remembered because of the way she's remembered because of the way
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news, there's a better option. I'm Will and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBAR products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
She died. Kind of like, I feel like sometimes we kind of think of Aaliyah like that. There's like the baby girl and, you know, it's like there's this homage to Aaliyah, but I think it's because she was died so young, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, and yes. I feel like it's the same with Selena. It's like, I didn't know any of this, but I know Selena for her, like, that she got murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like, and J-Lo played her in the movie, you know? And so I think, and she was murdered for so young, so
And she has, like, these iconic songs, and, like, you don't really...
And looks.
Yes, I mean, she's just gorgeous. Like, she is the full package. Like, and when I tell you, like, I'm gonna send you... I'll send you the disco medley, but they have the whole concert, and it's just like, wow, this woman is belting and like singing and like just has this crisp, clear voice. She's dancing, and this is like an hour set. And, like, she sings this disco medley, and then she sings all of her hits, and
sounds
perfect. So, anyways,
no, I think that's a good point, because I feel like, I don't know, it's just interesting. Like, she's one person I need to like dig down and see like.
Oh, yeah.
And do, like, I wonder if Latin performers, like, do they pay homage to her? Like, does Shakira, like, put up, you know, like, you know how the Beyonce's like, I love Tina Turner. Like, you know, do the girlies do that? Like, is J-Lo doing that? Is Shakira doing that? Is
I don't
Kali
know.
Uche?
I don't know. I know there's a documentary coming out, actually, soon.
I saw that, actually.
Of course, watch that. I mean, I love Selena. Like, after I saw the movie... I
like the movie.
Yeah, like, I didn't know who she was until I saw the movie.
Same.
And I loved the movie, and then I loved the songs, and it was just like, oh, like, this person was iconic and amazing and beautiful and, like, designed all her clothes and just was a baddie. Like, you know, how Alice had her nails done. Like, she is just beautiful. So, anyways.
She was a baddie.
She was a baddie.
You know, I know, literally, that's what I was thinking. She was a baddie. She was a baddie. That's funny, but yeah, I'm glad you're giving us a little Selena education. We'll dive deeper one day.
Anyways, who's on trial, Alexis? Are we done with all
that? Oh yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. You wanted to talk about? I know.
Oh yes, we want to talk about the new music, Haley.
Hallie.
I was thinking Hailey Bieber. Chloe and Halle. I'm I can't even remember, like, I don't know, my brain's like having trouble thinking of her as a solo artist right now. But yeah, so Megan Thee Stallion, she came out with Lover Girl, highly anticipated. I mean, when she dropped that little sample, I was waiting like the rest of the girlies were. And so yeah, what were your thoughts when you heard
I want you to go first. She's an actual Megan Thee Stallion like fan.
I am a fan.
You should give like your thoughts.
So yeah, like I listened to it. The first listen, I was definitely expecting something different. I was expecting more lovey-dovey. I mean, it's called Lover Girl. So I was expecting her to just talk. I mean, yeah, just talk about, you know, her and her boo. And I definitely was not expecting the pop your pussy for your man, pop your pussy for your man. Like, that was when I was like, oh, God. And because it was so long and she did it twice and it was just like, this is taking up a lot of the song and just not really saying much. So I was a little bit let down with just like the verses in between, just because we expect so much from Megan. Like, Megan is a lyricist rapper. Like, she can rap. Like, that girl can rap. Like, I don't care what anybody says. She can rap. Like, she has shown us her ability. She can rap quickly. Like, that's what I was also expecting her to rap faster with that beat, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I was just a little bit like, I wish it was
different,
more thoughtfully written. And like, when the people were putting out their, you know, versions, it's like, damn, this person's version's better than the song. And it was like, yeah. So
I just feel like I agree. Like, it's just disappointing because I just feel like I've made so many thoughts. One is like, we talk about it all the time. I'll talk about it for a second. The content. There has to be more we can talk about, like about a relationship rather than just like he spends money on me and we have good sex. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. I feel like there has to be more in on
and
the
I
pen
know that there's
in
more.
The brain in creativity in the inspiration the there has to be more in the relationship than he just buys you a lot of stuff and you have your, you know, he's
and I will
down
say she did say more and what I was, than that, but
yes, but most of it is like that is the content and I just feel like the know. First half of the song it was a lot better, but I just feel like there has to be more and it's getting old. Like there's that to me, there's nothing new about it. I could literally turn on a City Girl song and there's a song about spending money and having a good pussy. I could literally go to Nicki Minaj and do the same. I could go to Cardi B, I could go to Glover. Like there's that is not now at this point in 2025 good enough. I hate to say it. The second thing is like I believe she has the talent to do more, but I am curious, and this is just my opinion, if she has the creativity. Like I just feel like sometimes when the bad bitch built women, you know, like that are rappers rap, that is like their go-to. Like, you know, just like I look good, my body tea, you know, my tight pussy, right. He wants to eat it, he wants to, you know, it's like that's just what they go to. And it's just like at a certain point right. It's like we're too old for it. It's not interesting to me. That's not interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And then this, like, the video of her clapping down, it's just like, that was so, to me, 2020. Like, people were clapping down in 2020, and that was like, hey, when people did it at a party. It's like, that is so fucking old to me now. Like, it's like, we could just elevate. We could evolve. And so, it to me, it was just mm-hmm. disappointing. And, like, it mostly was met with disappointment. I don't know what she needs
she's so
to do,
beautiful.
But
it's just like yeah. you don't have to do. My thing is like I feel like I'm looking at the lyrics right now, and
me
I
too.
Will
I'm
say that she's like, you know, I feel like she did say other things. Like
that's why I said the top half she says a little bit more,
and then like at the bottom she's talking about how she's, you know, I turned this house into a home. I'm one hell of a woman. I'm so beautiful, gorgeous. He tells me me every morning. Mm-hmm. I did like that part.
That the majority is like, not that.
I like the part where he was like, he'd be running to that phone, fuck round trip when mm-hmm. I call it. Mm-hmm. But again, the
majority
for the
is
man,
not that.
But that's because that the pop the pussy for the man is too much. Like
yeah.
you see how much she says
it's
that
stupid.
Throughout the song.
It makes me think she ran out of content. She
exactly.
ran out of enough weight. Like she ran
and
out
so
of content.
I'm just like,
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Yeah, we didn't have to fill that with that. I don't know. I just feel like this...
We're too old for this.
I mean, I agree. There should be more content. There should be more creativity. I feel like she can do it. I hope she does see some of the people's, like, online, like how what they did. I might put one of the girls in, like what they did.
This beat too hard for a nilla not to hop on. Just hopped off a flight, my man be tripping when I'm not home. I'm prancing around the crib, boy shorts, crop top on. Gloss up on his face, we taking pics that need a lock on. He lock it down, anchor boo, you hold it down. I just wanna take you down. I can't wait till I'm back in town so I can get to hugging, touching you. I'm missing you. Might just move the slider, boy. I can't wait till I'm kissing you. Ocean on my skin, baby, I'm dripping poetic. Morning coffee. Body matching, matching the aesthetic. We vibe so high, our energy so strong, it's so kinetic. I'm what you got, I stretch you out, I grind it so athletic. Boy, I got sun-kissed eyes for you to get between. Model body looking like I came straight out of magazine. Fits off a sheen, design the aura, it's my self-esteem. Baddest on the scene, body smoking, I'm his nicotine. Let me make my studio session, bitch.
Because they, you know, it was just like very heartfelt. And it didn't seem like something that she couldn't do. You know, it just was like, I don't like know.
For me,
better.
She's always kind of been in this lane, at least for me particularly, where it's like, I mean, the majority has. Of her songs are in this realm. She, you know, she's the bad bitch built type of rapper that they do this. And it's like, it's just like one dimensional. And it's and I'm not, that doesn't mean she can't rap. That doesn't mean she has a good flow. Like, she's saying it all in a good flow, but it's the same content as people who can't rap. No, and I guess for me, there must be more. Like, I mean, literally, I'm literally just going to pull up, like, the first song that came up when I saw Dochi was The Catfish. Let's see, like, how long she gets. Like, okay, tell a bitch you raw. Step up in this bitch, I look too flashy. She's talking about looking good. Cop the Dior shit. Yeah, okay, took a midnight swim. Hating bitches, like, there's yet to get a point where she's talking about her pussy. Now I got some
bands. Yeah, but she's still talking about being the bad bitch. Let's
yes, but in a
that.
Different way. So it's interesting. It's not I'm a bad bitch. Look at my body, my curves. Da, da, da. It's like she's talking about. Actually, this is actually pretty creative because each time she's doing a new label.
Freaky little, sneaky little, creepy little, whack bitch, creeping on, like, sneaking on my, sleeping on
that's
my.
That's it's just sad. I don't know. I just feel like there has to be more. And this is my other thing. This was a really good opportunity for her to show a more soft, like, we know that she's like a quirky girl. Like, she likes anime. She's like, this was a time to actually kind of show her more soft, quirky side that kind of comes out when you're with someone you like feel safe with. And so it's like, I don't know. Julia said she didn't like remember this song, but I'm going to play it just for you for a second because I feel like you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Just wait till it starts. Can you hear it though?
I can hear it.
Okay, just wait till it starts. Go. This used to come on the radio. You don't remember this?
Hold on. Let's let it start.
Wait till it gets to the chorus.
This is so funny. Nicki Minaj is crazy.
She is.
This song isn't for me.
But I'm just saying, like, and who cares about that? But I'm just saying, do you know what I'm talking about with this song?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. This was one of those pop songs that, like, I tuned out, but was like,
yeah, it doesn't it was have to be the, pop. My point it was is like, that, like the content of the song
at the store.
Yes, but the point, like, who cares about the pop? Who cares about Nicki?
I know. I just wasn't listening to the lyrics.
The point of the content is she's literally talking about how in love she is with someone, and she has yet to get to my pussy's great. I'm dressing like this, and he's spending money on me. She's literally just showing the soft girl like part where you're just like, it. You know, I miss your morning kiss. Like, you know. You own my heart. I want to be right by your side. Like, you know, it's like vulnerable. I'm not saying it's deep, but I'm just saying it's like this is the person who could easily just talk about her fucking pussy the whole time. This is what I was expecting for Lover Girl, is what I'm trying to say.
I get that. And I am saying that I agree. I thought it was going to be more lovey. I thought it was going to be, like I said, what the girls have been doing on TikTok. I will say that one thing that I have heard this take, and I was curious to see if Meg was going to, like, change up how she was, like, if she's still going to be twerking for us, if she's still going to be, you know, she has a man now, like, is she going to be toning it down? And so it was good to be like, okay, she is still going to be herself regardless. Like, this man is not making her cover up, because that is what some people...
Oh, I never thought that. She's too strong for that.
I mean, she is, but I'm saying, like, that is real. Like, sadly, it's real, like, people are like, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't see it for her. Klay Thompson doesn't seem like the man who's, like, let's be real. This is a man who's, like, He's like a little softy. He's like a biracial, like black boy who's like really sweet. Like I just don't think he. I think he might.
It might have been a thing for like, oh, you know, it could have played into some patriarchal misogynistic bullshit, and I'm happy that it did.
The thing that it did, like I feel like either like to sing, like to me, there's two ways to think about. The like pop your pussy for your man and shit like that. One is like you could take it, you could, or even just like, okay, let's go, let's talk about another lyric. Like there's other lyrics that aren't just like pop your pussy, but are still like the same sentiment. But my point is like, here we go. It was like, it's a tight, dicking me down, spoiling me, driving me crazy. There's something about, there's a tight tunnel and he still fits in. You know, he still, she still says freaky shit. But my point is
she
like,
be a freaky girl.
I feel like some people could say, you know, take the WAP route and be like, oh, it's really empowering. They're owning their sexuality. There's also another side to this koi, which is this is like the most male centered song ever. Like, you know, it's like, you know that men get turned on for this shit. So you do it. You know that men like to like see, you know, you want to seem sexy for the man. So you're talking about it. So it's just like, for me, I'm like, it's just, I don't know. To me, my bottom line statement is I'm over it. Like, grow up. We've heard it from your, like, past whatever.
I mean,
albums.
I'm just saying I'm not mad at the, I mean, I loved the snippet. I love the, it was just very catchy. It's not, I don't have a man. I'm not, like, pressed over anybody, but it's just fun. You know, like, it was just fun.
First, I give you my number, then you give me some head. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that
most
part
of
was,
this fucking song is freaky. It's
that
not
part
like,
was very, like, come on, girl. Like, what? Like, he didn't force you.
Don't need no GPS. I know what's going down. Like, it's just, like, this is, the majority of the song is the old
and
shit.
It's just
like,
I'm sure he courted you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
that's
sure
what I'm saying.
You guys did really cute stuff. Like, tell us about some of that.
Give us more material.
And
like,
it just
this
sucks
is so fucking
because
old.
It sucks because it was, it's such a good, like, catchy beat. You know? It's mm-hmm. such a, it's.
I'm telling you, I don't think she's that creative. I'm not trying to be rude. That doesn't mean she can't rap. That means, like, maybe she needs inspiration. But I don't think she's that creative, to be honest.
I think maybe she's jaded. And, you know, the girls don't be as hungry. Like, once they're up there, it's just like, oh, let me, I got this cute little beat. Like, let me do something real fun. And quick.
He gets so deep in that pussy. It's like he's looking for something. A tight squeeze, but he's still gonna make his way through the tunnel. Yeah, I might bend over, but ain't folding for nothing. It's like, the majority of the song is old shit. Like, you know, the majority of the song is shit we've heard before. Like, I'm over it. Like,
and it's just like,
she has
we
to
are,
do better.
I think we're all, I mean, I think we're seeing that. I think we're seeing, like, a happy, she seems happy, and she seems, you know, very in love. So it's just like we're projecting all that onto her and we're expecting it to come through the music and it's
that's
not.
True.
But again, I don't think that it's like taking away from, you know, her happiness. I just want, this should have been more. This should have been more. And I'm sad because I think that she can do it. Like I think
she's capable of doing it, but I don't think she's capable of writing it. That's what I'm saying. I think she'll deliver it on
the beat.
I mean,
it wasn't that hard. Like, the girls that did on TikTok, it was like, it's not that crazy of an ask. I think she's just, I don't know. Who knows? But, Meg, we want better for you with this song. And, you know, I will take it as a fan. But I hope that the next thing is better.
We
hope.
She's
just listening to the fans and just like, oh, okay, they want a little something more, like let me get it together.
Yeah, let me go deep, let me dig deeper, like let me show that my bag is deeper than just like talking about my pussy, sex,
and I think
money.
She might, especially because now like she does, like there's more rapper like women that are coming out, like Mona Leo and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like her just peers are only mm-hmm. talking about that. She's mm-hmm. like, oh shit, I gotta
and
step
just,
up my pen.
I also just think that we're gonna see a new wave of rappers that don't look like the Bad Bitch Bill rappers. Like, you know, like I feel like mm-hmm. like they're realizing they can be more cool. They can be more Missy Elliott vibes. They can be more Dochi vibes. And I think it's gonna start really coming for these Bad Bitch girls that kind of get away. I'm not saying this is completely her, but I do think she rides this a little bit, kind of get away with being like pleasingly aesthetic, so they can kind of get away with delivering
like,
this type of
my thing
material.
Too, just like. The thing that I think sets Megan apart is just like she is a natural girly. Like, that's just how, mm-hmm. like, she's
she is,
just
yeah.
like,
she doesn't
she's
want
like,
to
you're
exercise.
Coming for the blueprint, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I feel like that is just like, okay, you actually are a baddie. Like, you didn't mm-hmm. go by this.
But anyway. I think the aesthetic is old, is what I'm trying to say. And so I think that we're going to start seeing, like, people, like,
I guess I'm
that actually can't lean on that, like, right. actually have to, like, have some, like, lyricism, you know?
I agree. And I think she'll be able to hopefully continue.
Rise to it.
Yeah, rise to it.
We hope. And now let's move on to freaking Halle Bailey. So she dropped an album called Love or something like that. It's funny because when I told Julia that title, she was like, that sucks. She was like, that's a terrible title. I was like, that's hilarious.
I also am like, what?
Why are you like, what with that?
I mean, the title, it just, it is a question. And mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. it just, I don't know. It's not the simplest. Like, I feel like it should have been something simple and, but whatever. Keep going. I'm kind of blown.
Like, I just feel like I feel like this just it's like very simple. Like, I feel like it's just someone who's like trying. It's just not deep. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be deep. It's funny though, but because before this album, I told Samantha these are my expectations for it to pop. Like, she has to have some fast fucking songs. Like, we get your voice is literally like an instrument. It blends really nicely with strings and slow songs, and you can hear it. But in this, to get mainstream success, unfortunately, unless you want to be sidelined to, no, I'm not going to say this. Adele is in her own category because I think Adele has the talent, but she also has the privilege of being a white girl who sounds like a soul singer. So I think that like that hits, right? And I feel like, unfortunately, black girls don't get that kind of grace, right? And so, I mean, that kind of boost just because they sound soulful. And so Halle has to, like, for mainstream success, you have to kind of have a radio hit. You have to have something that TikTok likes. Like, you have to get, you know, for it to start circulating. So I was like, she needs something fucking fast. And I was like, and so we get to this fucking album. The only songs I like are the first two songs. I liked Overtime and I like What You Know About Me. Other than that, I did not really care for any other song.
I know. I listened to it once and I haven't yet gone back. I like the song with her and Chloe. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, their voices together is something really special.
But it's funny because
very special. It's just
I feel like they've destroyed that brand though. Like, I was like thinking about this. It's like, even if they put an album back together, I don't know if it would hit as good as Godly Hour. Because I think now people look at Chloe and cringe. And then I think sometimes they look at Halle and she might be a little polarizing due to the DDG shit, which we'll get to. But like also with like her kind of being like, I don't know, I feel like the DDG shit really fucked her up. And so I feel like the brand is kind of ruined.
Yeah, I don't, there's been many takes about just like they split up too early. It was just mm-hmm. not time. Like, they should have did their acting thing separately mm-hmm. and sang together. Mm-hmm. That's what they should have done. Mm-hmm. We could have waited years for another album. Honestly, they should have made us wait. They should have been like,
I agree.
We are going to do, maybe we'll put out a couple singles, but we're on our acting shit and we'll be back.
And it's
but
just,
apparently they have a 10 album
deal. But if I'm Beyonce, I say the 10 albums are for y'all to be fucking together, or you're not fulfilling the contract.
And did you hear that? It was like Beyonce was like, she was happy to hear their voices mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. again.
People were like, is that not a sign?
Right. Get back together. Like, what the hell?
But I don't know,
agree. It's like you have to take the moment and it's just like, we are tired. Like, we are weary as fans at this point.
And I also just felt like it was going to be better lyrically as well. Like, you know, I feel like the title made you think this is going to kind of be the story of her and DDG, like the getting together, the falling.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
In love, the in love, the heartbreak, and the turmoil that comes from it. And I feel like, I mean, I'm not saying I was expecting exactly the quality of Lemonade, but when I think about storytelling, I think about fucking Love Drought and how she's like literally talking us through her like mind as she's like trying to be like, I'm doing all of these things to like, you know, it's like, why did we not get like more in your brain? What we got was just simple lyrics like, love was here, now it's not. Like, you know, it's like that simple. And it's like, you could have given us way more. I'm not gonna read all of it, but like just the level of like what like Beyonce lets us into her brain here when she says, 10 times out of 9 I know you're lying, but 9 times out of 10 I know you're trying, so I'm trying to be fair and you're trying to be there and to care, and you're caught up in your permanent emotions, all the loving I've been getting goes unnoticed, it's just floating in the air, look at there, you're the life, you know, all it's like you're literally walking us through like the like thoughts you have while you're like thinking about if you should continue to date this person. Why did we not get that level of like intentionality where it's like, I don't know. And it's just, I don't know. It's like, you can make a song or you can make like a classic. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
right.
She could have gone so much harder on her lyrics. I mean, and then I'm just going to pull up Love or something like it. Like, I'm gonna put on Brave Face. Let's do that one.
That one came out earlier though.
Yeah, it did. So we'll do another one. You're right, it did. I don't even know.
Play His Type.
Okay, His Type. This is the lyrics for His Type. Round table discussions, we don't talk about you. Pushing all the buttons, I don't give responses to you. Why you all up in my business? We don't backtrack on the past tense. Beginning to feel obsessive. Girl, get the message. He makes me feel like I'm so secure. This is about, I think, a new guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to get like one that's, okay, alone. Okay, alone. Like, that's like sad. Okay, here's alone. I don't like to be alone without you. Damn, won't you pick up your phone? You got to. I've been working on my own without you. Damn, I can't leave you alone. You must have shot me. And how could I not see? It's like you're just saying phrases. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You're not painting a picture. You're not telling a story. Beyonce could have easily just been like, we like you're so distant. Exactly. You're distant.
Now I'm gone.
The connection's broken. Just like say phrases. But instead she actually like told a story.
Tell me how you did that. That's usually not me.
It's all phrases.
They know that I'm lit. They know I'm that bitch. Mama made me independent.
It's just phrases. It means nothing. I guess that's what it is. It's meaningless.
It's also a little weird. Not weird, but it's just like, it's a little heavy-handed. The amount of Beyonce, like, nods that there are. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, even that, like, Mama Made Me Independent. Or, like, there's another song where she's like, I forget what she said.
My daddy says shoot. Is that what she said?
No. I don't remember what it is, but it's just like, you know, just something is just like, okay, we think. I mean, she has a song called Heaven. Let me see. Maybe
it's just meaningless. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like there's a difference between saying phrases and then also, and then having a song that has meaning. And I feel like I could pull up any song, and I'm bringing up Lemonade, y'all, because people have been like, this is Hallie's Lemonade. Like, she's telling it all. And I'm like, so thinking about Lemonade, even just what? Like,
who said that?
I've been seeing a lot of people being like, oh, this is her Lemonade. Not saying the caliber of the product, but saying she's telling all, like Beyonce kind of like was like, oh, I'm leaving your shit out on Front Street. She's doing that to DDG, essentially. No,
she kept it real easy on him.
Yeah, but then even just like, I don't know, I'm not gonna get back into Lemonade, but it's just, it's sad. I want her to do better. This is not a classic. I don't think it's gonna be like up for any Grammys. Like, it's it's a miss for me.
Oh, no, it sucks. Like, I want some good new music.
What you know about me? I know. I want some good music, too.
That one that was like, bite your lip. Like, it was like, don't bite your lip, bite mine. I was like, okay.
Boo. Don't give up. That's meaningless.
Give in.
That's mean. It's just phrases. I'm telling you. That's essentially me just being like, what comes up must come down. It's just phrases. Like, she's not saying anything.
Shut the fuck up, Alexis.
She's not saying anything. Like, I don't know.
What is...
They don't have the creativity. I'm telling you, there is a type of creativity that comes with writing good lyrics.
But they
I
did
don't
it
think
for
they
what
do.
To call it. They did it for...
I think they had help. And they were also two brains together. Like, let's go to Ungodly Hour. Let me just pick the first, like, the second song. And like, I'm just going to pick a song and just look at the lyrics. Okay. Let's do...
And look who wrote it. Like, did they write
let's
it?
Let's look... I'll have to look. Let's do Forgive Me. That's the first song that comes up. Okay. This is the first lyrics. Moving too... I'm about to say, sing it. Moving too fast, now you're caught in the middle. Try so hard to keep up, now you're single. Bang, you'll regret what you did just a little. I love this album!
This
Baby,
is giving
what you
Beyonce.
Think this is. Why you want to plead the fifth? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. There was, like, good, like, beat changes. You must got me fucked up. You must got me fucked up. That's what I'm saying. There was also rhythm changes within the song. Like, we just got through three different beat changes in the first, like, couple verses.
And it says they wrote it. Like, are they the first writers?
What about, are they the first writers on everything? But I could have believed that when there's two people.
But that's why it's like, get back to girl. Like, what? Y'all, I don't understand.
I think Chloe is a really good producer. And I think Chloe is, like, some of the beats she be doing when she does her little little board thing. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. I think that, and I don't know, I just think there has to be more. For everyone at this point. Damn, we need Act 3. Because at this point, she needs to save music.
That's what I just literally was thinking. I'm like, damn, Beyonce just... It's all on her. Right. It's all on her. Although, I will say, I did like Demi Lovato's
project. Oh, yeah, Samantha's a little Demi Lovato lover.
I am. I liked her product. Her album. Yes.
Me and Samantha are very excited because we do think Act 3 is coming out in...
I'm nervous.
I think it's coming out in March. Okay. Or maybe a Super Bowl, like, little hint again, because that's been the theme for Renaissance and Cowboy Carter. So maybe we'll get another, like, Super Bowl, like, hint.
I don't know.
But I think in March, we will have the album in March. I do believe that. If we don't get an album in 2026, we're getting the movie for Cowboy Carter. We're getting something, though, from Beyonce in 2026 is my prediction.
I agree. I just wait. I just allow myself to just sit and wait and be surprised if it happens. I can't hold my breath for that lady. But... The other thing I did want to talk to you about quickly was, did you hear about this Keke Palmer show called...
Wait, hold on. I just want to say something really quickly. Mm-hmm. Young Thug wished Mariah Scientist a happy birthday, and the caption is like, it's pictures of her, and it's like, happy birthday, baby mama. Happy birthday, baby mama. Me love you with the tongue out.
And I'm don't call like, me your baby mama. I'm not your baby mama.
I saw somebody like was posting something about just a girl who was stupid for love, and they put a picture of the brain with a bird in it, and that's what I would do to that. Like, girl, if you're still talking to him like that,
and what is this picture? Brain. It's only one picture, and it's not a great. Like, what the fuck? I would be annoyed.
Stupid as shit.
I'm like, delete but, it.
Stupid as shit. But go ahead, say what you were gonna say about Keke.
Do Mama. You see his other posts? I mean, I don't know if you're on his page, but he's like. It says blaming Jesus, and he's like at a church, and they're like laying hands on him. This is probably a music video, anyways.
And just manipulation, like he's probably like, right. I prayed on it, and right? I talked to my pastor, even though he has
this
no
is
fucking
how
pastor.
I can get back in the
right
good graces of black people. Anyways, so yes, there's been a lot of discourse about Keke Palmer's newly executive produced show that came out on her, what is it? Her like production company
her production company, I believe.
Keke Palmer's Key TV lineup. And
Southern Fried Rice.
Yes, Southern Fried Rice. It says Southern Fried Rice follows Coco Jackson, a Gen Z Korean American adoptee raised in a tight-knit black Southern family. When she leaves her small town to attend Wright University, an elite HBCU in Atlanta, she enters a world that challenges her sense of belonging. From being dubbed a culture vulture to exploring friendships and relationships.
So, girl, let me know your thoughts. Because when I tell you the black community is eating her up.
I mean, yes. First of all, one thing I will say about the black community, we give people a fair chance. You know, like, if we watch this and it was good and it was, like, you know, thrilling and enticing and, like, actually telling, like, doing something, we would say that. But
right, we would.
Yes, but right off the bat, I just don't appreciate the like the plot of like, you know, it's just like this is very strange. And then I followed a girl who broke down the, you know, the first two episodes so that we didn't have to, and it's just like plays into all of the tropes. Like, it's literally like
tell me what the first two episodes are doing.
Like, she's like, I grew up on cornbread and fried like fried catfish and what did she say? She's like, and we don't have no McDonald's money. Like, literally,
oh,
that
God.
Is the line.
Oh my
and then
God.
She goes to college. She has like a best friend. This is literally loosely what I can remember. She has a best friend from home who can't go because she's pregnant. She's a black girl. So the black girl can't go to college because she's pregnant. Which is like not real. I mean, it's like obviously that could happen, but black women will bring their babies to college, okay? Or just not
literally, like black women will bring them into the fucking classroom they have to. Education, we don't fucking play about that in the black community.
So then she goes there. She has a dark-skinned, heavier-set roommate who's, like, being mean to her and is, like, basically, like, the bully and, like, doesn't like
what
her because she's Korean.
Keke Palmer,
and then there's, like, apparently there's, like, a light-skinned pretty girl that, like, comes to her rescue and is just, like, it's okay and, like, yeah. It's just... And then she was saying that, like, every... all of the slow-motion... You know, there's like fine black men that are like in slow motion and like, it's just weird. Like, I just am, I don't know. I don't know where this decision making comes from. Mm-hmm, everything feels so plastic or something. Like, I don't know what is wrong with these industries. It's very hard to cut through. It seems to be hard for... I don't even want to say black creatives because I feel like that's too much of a sweeping statement. But like, why is everything just not good right now? Like, from the TV to the music, from the creatives that we are young and have a budget to be able to do this. I mean, I was telling Danielle, I'm just like, Keke Palmer grew up in the industry. Like, this might be a... what she thinks reality is like for black people. She doesn't really have like a point of view of going to an HBCU. But I'm annoyed with the cosplaying of like I told you, the SZA and Keke Palmer movie. I'm like, they're cosplaying being broke and like, I don't like it. I don't like it. But anyways, what are your thoughts on the concept and all of it?
It's a stupid story to tell. I'm sure this is not like a story that's like, what, like, I feel like when people write like good shows, I feel like it's like a story. It's a story to tell, right? There, it represents a group of people, a good group of people, a big group of people, or, you know, or yeah, a really mighty community and something. It's like, I guarantee you the percentage of Korean adoptees that are living in the Southern Black communities is at probably 0.04, like, you know, 0.03. Like, it's not a story that needs to be told. It's pointless.
It's also like, when there is like Asian people around Black people, it's not a big deal. Like, we're not like, oh my god, like, it's just like, okay, what's up? Like,
and it's, know, just like a stereotype. Like, I would, like, that's why I just like, I want us to do better, because like, what are the shows of?
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Like, the other type of Black people. Like, this is my thing. I would eat up a Southern Black show about, like, maybe a girl who's from, like, a rural Southern community and goes to a HBCU and, like, you know, that's expensive and it's in a city. Like, that is a story that needs to be told, because that is a big demographic, you know what I'm saying, of like people that come from the South and go to HBCUs, whether that's mm-hmm. in the South or come to Howard or come to Spelman or come to Lincoln University in Philadelphia. Like, there's like, that is a huge demographic, and that's an interesting story to see them navigate class and also mm-hmm. like racial dynamics with that when they're also being Black, and then also learning about like Greek life, and like, that is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. This story is, for a lack of better word, pointless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that is so funny. I mean, I agree. It's just like, this is not, this doesn't need to be told right now. Nobody needs to watch.
What's the point? And that's what I would need to ask her. It's like, point? What's the point of this? Like, I feel,
and don't
like
give me any of that media babble of like, mm-hmm. you know, don't bullshit me.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a good story would have been the one I just said. Like, I feel like, I don't know if you saw, but on my For You page, like maybe a month ago, it was all these Howard students asking for people to pay their fucking debts because they couldn't graduate or they couldn't re-enroll. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is a real thing where it's like, these are like very expensive schools, and some Black people are like struggling to make it through it because of the money, even though it's like a, you know, supposed to be a welcoming environment. There's other barriers to it. Like, mm-hmm. that's the story that needs to be told. It's like, and then to be like, and I don't have McDonald's money. It's like, there are right. Black, there are a vast majority of Black people who did not grow up with that experience. Like, you know, yes. like, who it's like, maybe your parents are just like, I have food at home, or they're just like, okay, let's get the McDonald's. Or they're just like, don't even
we don't eat McDonald's. It's right, bad like, for
right,
you.
Like, right,
you
don't, right, like,
like, we don't like, want McDonald's. Like, that right? is some people's families.
And that, those are stories that need to be told at this point, because I feel like at this point, we've done away with those stories. Like, we've heard the Tyler Perrys. We've heard
and
the...
It's just like, Keke Palmer, are you about to try to be a Tyler Perry, like,
yeah, I can see that.
Person?
I can, like, see that.
I don't want that. Like, these people need to, I don't know, whatever. And she didn't write this, like, mind you. Like,
oh, she was quick to say that when she made a video saying that once she, once she was getting bad press, she was like, I'm just producing it. Like, I'm not.
Digital network. That's what it is. KTV.
I just think that, like, and I think it's a good point what you're saying, because I mean, this would even have been a good show. A show that's kind of mirrored off of Keke Palmer. Like a cute black kid that randomly becomes like on a TV show. Right. And has to navigate being like a star, but also 12. And then growing up in the spotlight and having all this money. And they're the sole breadwinner winner of their family at 13.
Right.
And
like, talk about and what the, you know, Keke.
Right. Like, I would eat that up. Like, you know, but instead, you're giving us something that probably represents 0.1% of people. 0.01%, not even one.
She has a black scent. Like, you know, it's just like, come on now. And it's just like, Dominique Morgan made a good point of just like, you know, funding and like where funding comes from. Sometimes you have to like, you know, they're like, okay, we'll give you this if you make this show, or if you like make a show around this person and tell this story, and then you can have the rest of the funding for whatever. But it's just like, we need to.
But what is this story? Who is the person that deemed this story worthy? Like, that's what I want to talk to, because I'm sure there had to be other things on the table. Why? And then also people were talking about, like, also the title is offensive.
It is.
Southern fried rice, talking about an Asian person. And,
apparently it's not even like that's not even Korea, right. Yeah.
But also nodding to the fact that it's an Asian lead by saying the word fried rice. Like, there's so many other deeper creative ways you could have shown this. But again, the story is pointless. I hate to say it, but it's like, who cares about this story? I just gave you three things that could have been a season worth limited series. Like, it's embarrassing. And honestly, Keke Palmer to me has been, I'm shocked she's not canceled yet. Like, I literally said this to, maybe it was you, but I'm like, at this point, she's gotten bad press, like, repeatedly.
I know. I mean, I don't think any of these people get canceled successfully. Like, we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, Tyler Perry is literally like front row at Vogue World, whatever that is. I don't know what Vogue World is. But it's just like, these people are in their own universe. Like, that is Keke Palmer. Like, she's going to be invited. She's going to be doing the things. I'm not saying that she should get, you know, excommunicated, but I'm just saying these people live in their own world and are operating off of their own weird stuff.
Like, you're right. And I just think I would love to talk to her, because she has an interesting, I mean, she really should do that like show that's like kind of mirrored on her life. But I feel like it would just, like, she has a fascinating perspective. Like, she, I mean, to me any black celebrity that was like famous as a young person is very interesting to me, because it's like they're growing up as a black person in the 1%, you know what I'm saying, in the like that type of, like, their rearing was in a multi-million dollar like situation, and then they're in the spotlight, like, and they're
just like basically a grown little kid.
Yes,
like,
they're avid. Yeah, they have real adult money at 12, and so it's just like, that would have been such an interesting story to tell. But instead you give us Coco, who's from the South. What, like, where's she from? Like, I would love to also see, like, what this South looks like in her show. Like,
right. It's just like, don't bullshit us. We live this shit. Like, if you're going to do Atlanta, you need to come to Atlanta and do it right. Like,
and let's, like, get out of Atlanta. I feel like that's the commercialized, like, place in the South. Like, I feel like me and Julia talk about this. I feel like if it's not Atlanta, they then go to New Orleans or something. But I would love a show in the Mississippi Delta. Give me a show in Mississippi, because I feel like there's so much history and content there. Like, it is the most porous, like, black space is Mississippi. It's also predominantly black. It's also like the Delta. Like, I know people who have done Teach for America in the Delta with black students, and it's wild, the experience of like just the school building and the resources that, like, that versus like anywhere else. Like, give us content in places we don't really see. And I feel like one of them,
give us regular people, you
know? And give us regular people navigating it. Like, yes,
I don't want to see a stereotype.
I just don't want to see the things
we
already seen.
I want to see humanity.
I want to see humanity, but it's like, we've seen Atlanta. We've seen New Orleans. Like, I want to see a life in, like,
right.
South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Right. Like Tennessee.
A girl that's, like a nature girl. And
yes.
And she just, like, has a job. And she's, right. like, navigating real life. And...
Give me a show in one of these places. And, like, it's funny because me and Julie, I mean, I'm obsessed with this show that we're watching. It's on HBO. It's called Somebody Somewhere. It got some Emmys this year, but it's placed in Kansas. And this is one of the biggest draws to me about the show. I told Julia this. I was like, the mere fact that it's in Kansas is fascinating right. to me because we never really see what Kansas mm-hmm. is like. And mm-hmm. then they're just going through everyday life. It's not like there's this big overacting. It's not like they're sexual assault. There's not like there's like cosplay. It's just like white people navigating this weird ass place in fucking Kansas, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's interesting to me because I'm like, I've never seen Kansas. It gives me a snapshot into it.
Yes, I agree.
What's wrong with this woman is my question.
It's not even just her. It's sadly just, I don't know. I don't know how these things get greenlit and then hundreds of people may, like, you know, maybe not hundreds, but like a good enough amount of people are, you know how long it takes to, like, film something? I mean, things can get filmed pretty fast, but, like, it takes a lot of effort to make a show. And so it's mm-hmm. just, like, I just don't understand that nobody is, like, this is corny. Like, nobody is, like...
Somebody in the room was, but I'm sure she was just, like, no.
It's already like, greenlit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
mm-hmm.
just, like, we can't do anything about it now. I don't know. Whatever. I just want more creative things. And
that's kind of the theme of this episode is we need more creativity. Like, we do.
I know. And we deserve it. Especially times. Because there's so many amazing creatives. Like, maybe that's the thing. It's like, it's just so hoarded in these, like, circles. Like, literally, I want that girl. I pray that she gets, like, a record deal, make an album. But the girl that does, like, the parody songs, the black girl that does the parody, like...
Yes.
She's an amazing singer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. we just need to spread out the creativity. Tyler Perry, like, mm-hmm, give mm-hmm. somebody else a chance to write. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand that, but anyway.
And this is also my thing, too. Like, I wonder if, like... We need to just bring back shows about nothing. Like, you know, like, yes. Insecure was a show about yeah. four girls, and they kind of let them live life. You know, it wasn't exactly. like they're on a quest to get to Hollywood, right. you know, or they're on a quest to get to college.
Yeah, they're like, going to college, right.
It's just a show, and we see their lives play out. And sometimes that's right. literally them just, like, going to their boyfriend's house and laughing, watching that little mm-hmm. show they would watch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. And Molly goes to work and somebody says some weird shit and they're just like, okay. Yeah. Like, you know,
they're talking
like,
to their friends about mm-hmm. life and different things.
And that's compelling because you're like, I feel like sometimes you don't get, there's not enough TV that's like that. I feel like sometimes mm-hmm. it's overacting, it's going to somewhere. Yes. It's like, that's why I think Girls was such a hit because it was yes. just like four girls and they're just doing their thing.
And
you
there's
know?
Plenty of opportunities for black people to show those, like, we don't have enough of that, of like just regular life of like showing black women and black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just annoying.
I just feel like she really, we need a fucking, somebody give us a grant, because
seriously.
I'm like, we have better
you know
ideas than half of these bitches. Yeah.
Ooh, like, me and Danielle have a really good idea that we want to do. But I'm not going to say it on here. But
tell me when we get off. But yeah, it's just like, I just feel like there's a lack of like shows just about nothing. Because then it allows the characters to kind of go a lot of places.
But that's the best. That's when you get seasons and seasons. That's like mm-hmm. even Abbott Elementary. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's exactly. Like, it's just a school and random things happen.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a normal day.
That's,
you know?
I mean, that's life. Yes. Like, it's just like, mm-hmm. if you have a, like, The Office, if you have something like that, then it's just like, you can do anything. This mm-hmm. week, they're going to, on a boat cruise for mm-hmm. team building, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it's like, you can create so many different mm-hmm. worlds, so. Mm-hmm.
She needs, like, I don't know, I'm just kind of over
we've
it.
We've lost like, a lot of, like, even just watching, like, the Jamie Foxx show, it's just like, mm-hmm. just giving a creative license to be creative and like making all these great episodes that like make you laugh and make you think and blah, blah, blah.
And I feel like if it's going to be like, if it's going, if we must have something there, give me like, set the context, but still let it be about nothing. Like, I feel like I think about like Severance. Exactly. The context is set of like where, how these people are going to be operating because they're in this context. But then they're kind of just left to their own devices and it kind of goes. It's not like they're in this building and they're trying to get out. Like, you know, it's just like they're in the building and they work, you know? And I just feel like it's more interesting that way because more can come from that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm over this shit.
I know. I agree, but hopefully better things will come. Like, we want to be wowed. And trust me, we will say when things are good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you watched any good Halloween things or?
Not Halloween, more so just I'm watching shows.
What are you watching? Did you guys finish Task?
Julia did. I have to finish the last episode now.
I will say I did start the Welcome to Dreary.
That's right.
The It show on HBO. It was pretty good the first. I mean, it's like a little corny, but like the scary parts are kind of scary. So anyways, just trying to cleanse my palate. Okay. I'm trying to think of something that was actually really, really good. But anyways,
it's been fun. We've hit our hour.
Yes. We will see you guys next week. Make sure you email us a discussion topic that you would like us to discuss or have a question for us or need advice on something. You can send that to whoamitojudgepod at gmail.com. Our Cash App is in our description if you want to send us a little donation if you've been listening for week by week. And make sure you guys subscribe and send this to your friends. And give us a review. We love the reviews. It helps us get to more people.
Yes,
so, yes, have a great week. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.